of living. The flames of silence take us deep within to the cave of introversion, where we meet ourselves and the One. The Tower of Peace lies within. I artfully approach my process of transformation. Transformation from the ordinary to the divine, and I am pulled by the joy of doing so, looking for moments in my day that I catch when I'm ordinary, and I check and I change. Baba has given us such a divine game, entertainment, the art of belonging. As I practice belonging to others, to all, they too naturally feel like they also belong. We may be different in many ways, but the tone of harmony resonates such a sweet fragrance. The art of sweet talking. Talking is easy, but talking with divinity, with love and care for others, when others are sustained as well as the self. The art of keeping healthy. There's a deep, deep secret within this art that most do not know. The more I fill the electromagnetic world that surrounds me, and it surrounds each of us, as I surround myself with the best thoughts, the best feelings, I fill this field with Baba's virtues and a veil of protection. Physically, emotionally, and spiritually. But we must remember to only let the good, the best come from me and enter this field, this sacred place. It's very ordinary to relax in a cushy place, but we are no longer ordinary. When challenging situations may approach, challenging relationships, I relax in my own goodness. As the watcher, and I observe how the outside does not touch me on the inside. The art of writing. We talk not of the ordinary writing here, but the writing of my elevated destiny. The only time in all of eternity this magical pen is given to me by God. The indelible ink of this pen are my divine actions, divine thoughts, divine feelings. The art of learning. Learning through exploring. Exploring the depths of my beloved. This is not a small matter and takes time. Time to be with. Time to attract my own cherished purity given to me by God. The art of sitting on my throne. The throne sitting behind my forehead. The throne of soul consciousness that even changes the continents of my face. The pulse of my heart. And the splendor in my life. The art of teaching. So many words of wisdom flow from the mouths of many, but the true art of teaching, that is, teaching wisdom, is being the example of what is taught. The art of love. You can enact it till you attract it. Yes, you can. Just start acting. We are actors. Just start acting lovingly, caringly. This art of the practice of love fulfills your heart and your soul with love abundance. When one becomes so spiritually beautiful, you love not only yourself fully, magically, but also the love for others. Using the power to concentrate, to focus on the spiritual arts, brings me closer, more like, closer to Baba and my aim. Om Shanti.
Harmonizing sanskars is closing all circles, completing cycles. A circle becomes a point. It reveals the point. In the point is the future, the dawn of the next cycle. Harmony, disharmony. Harmony. Revelation, again, again, again. Point, cycle, point, cycle, point. Om Shanti. Good evening to all the long lost and now found children of the highest Father. How are you? Feeling good. Very good. It's very nice to see you all from here. There is a beautiful atmosphere when I look at you here on stage. It's so nice. Welcome for all, and special welcome for 91 first timers that came to this program. The theme for the season is The Dance of Angels, Revelation through Harmonizing Sanskars, that you saw in this beautiful video that the organization team lovingly made for you. So we have many things going on this wonderful evening, and we will start with a special dance from the Thailand group. So please welcome them. very good, wasn't it? Thanks, brothers and sisters from Thailand. Yes. Now we have a very, very famous Brazilian song, most of you must know, whose group from Brazil made a version dedicated to Baba that will be presented now.
So big thanks to the Brazilian group. Brother Jose, who is emceeing, was part of them, so he feels strange thanking himself.
Wonderful. Thanks for the amazing dance. And now, we will present the Double Foreigners Program planning team that is organizing all and making all the things happen here. So please welcome on the stage and they will introduce themselves.
Om Shanti. We are going to introduce ourselves so that you know who you can come to if you need help or direction or anything like that. My name is Sister Shuna. I'm from Zimbabwe and South Africa, Southern Africa. And whenever we have a welcome program, or the beginning of a group coming in, I remember Dadi Prakash Mani. And she would always ask, "Are you happy? Are you happy?" And Daddy would look at you all, knowing that you are all Baba's children, all with specialities, as Baba's Muli said this morning. So she knew how important each and every one of you are. So we're here to give you a great program, lots of experience. Please enjoy.
Om Shanti. I am Chitra from Manchester, UK. This is the first time I joined the team, so everything is new for me. So it's a new. Hopefully we create a newness in this program. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I'm Sister Maithili from Sri Lanka. For me also, this is the first time to join the team. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I'm Dharti, currently based in Gyanshar, and I'm part of the DF team and also will be here for the DF support space. So if you need any help and you go to the DF support space, Sister Dharti will be there to look after your needs. So also there is one sister who cannot come on stage. Can you stand up? I don't want to mention your name. Just a round of applause and understand she can't come up. Yeah. Thank you so much. And I'm Sister Sona from Abu Dhabi. But I want to mention one more thing. Behind us is an invisible team. And they're sitting in the front row. There is Sister Rajni, Sister Meera, Sister Bhavna. I think Santosh. Sister Santosh is not here. Sister Manda. And actually we don't do anything. They direct us. They help us all the time. So can you give all of them a huge round of applause? Thank you.
Thank you. And they will be here for us all the time to make sure that everything will be perfect. So big applause to them. And also, it's needed to give our thanks in advance to all brothers and sisters who are serving Baba in this season, from all areas, especially kitchen, sound and translation department. And the most special blessings for the translators who are performing a big task. Okay. Now, it's time to invite our senior sisters for a warm welcome for you. So, Sudesh Didi and Prabha Didi, who are directors of Gyan Sarovar, please come to the stage. I don't know if many of you know, but Prabha Didi has been with Baba for 60 years and surrendered in Yagya for 58 years. So she started Brahmi life in Delhi zone, and for 48 years she looks after sub-zone in Gujarat and is also director of Gyan Sarovar. And Sudesh Didi, as you may know, she has been with Baba for 65 years. From 1974 she went overseas and started centers in UK and Europe. And now she's also director of Gyan Sarovar. So,
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Prem. Prem means Sneh, love, right? Prem. So Shanti has become very common. But when it is harmony, harmonizing the sanskaras, what it is most important? Love. Love from the heart. And live together with self-respect and giving respect. So this is why I always use the word Om Shanti, Om Love. And then third one is Om Shakti. Om Shakti. Shakti, you know what it is? We are Shiv Shakti Pandav Sena. So, sitting there in the gathering, my heart was with joy. So it took me a little bit time to sit here properly. You can read my heart. Yes, you can read what is happening in my heart. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, Baba's children, wah. How to welcome them? It's a welcome program. Our children have come to welcome Baba. This morning, such a beautiful feeling. Baba himself, according to drama, Murli is selected without purposely selecting for the time when what is needed. Today, such a deep feeling of love that Baba has given garland to everyone. He has put a garland around everyone's neck. And in return, we have also garlanded Baba. When you love someone, you would have noticed Dadiji, and you would have also noticed Baba. When he expresses love, how he does? Right? Love from the heart. Making the children sit on the heart throne. Merging them deep in the ocean of appreciation. That these are children, how much value. People say human life has no value. And God says, what is God saying? What is the value? Out of billions, millions, these are the ones who are valuable ones, special ones, and especially those who have come first time. Those who have come first time can raise their hands. Wow. Billions and millions and millions times congratulations and welcome. Words are not enough to welcome and are not enough to express the inner happiness. I become very, what is called, excited. Right? When I sing the praise of Baba's children, seeing them how lucky we are, how happy we are. Our fortune cannot be compared with anyone. Baba's children cannot be compared with anyone, with anything. The most valuable comparison Baba gives is worth penny or not worth a shell, and he is making us into pounds. So Baba is making the life worth pound, means 100%. Pound is not this pound, British currency. No. It's a pound means 100%. And in Hindi, 16 Sarasya degrees complete. It is not 16 arts that we have seen on the screen. It is also the degree of the purity, that the full moon is known as Puranmashi, perfection. Perfection in everything, which brings satisfaction. And perfection and satisfaction is based on connection. Connection with Baba, connection with my own self, connection with my family, that this is what is happening here when we come to Bab Dada, meet Bab Dada. So welcome all of you, because this is the way we are coming from, different places, different countries, and we begin to realize how big is my family, how royal, special we are, protected, connected, safe, and under the umbrella of protection, just holding Baba Sirimat in our head. And this is what we learn in Madhuvan, to make firm, to get the stamp of all the qualities, all the powers. And I'm sure many times those who have been coming for many times would have always experienced that some emotional experiences are limited. They make us happy, but what actually we carry with us? We carry with us the power. All of you, those who have been coming here, in fact, visible power is not visible, but this power makes the power of others visible. Generator is not visible. Somewhere is sitting in the corner. But connection of all, it is able to give the power to bulldozer that can break anything and can uplift anything. And so this is what it is. I feel that it is hidden power. Soul is hidden. The power will be also given hidden. And so certain things you will see very visible. Some are invisible, but they are making the soul strong. Food is visible. We are enjoying, right? Appreciating. And when it turns into blood, is it when it turns into power, you have digested it, strength, is it visible? So not waiting to see the visible sparkles, but invisible power that Baba fills you. Welcome Gyan Sarovar to Gyan Sarovar, which is, we always call it, the lucky lake where we come for transformation, we come for purification, we come for realization, and then transformation with right understanding, right consciousness, right relationship with Baba. And through this, Baba glorifies us. Revelation. So Baba reveals that under how many layers your power is living. Many, many layers. And many, when it is really, it becomes completely deep under, then the seed grows, and the more all the power, the seed begins to sprout, powerful, and then it becomes so strong. And so we are the children of the one who is the seed of the human world tree. The world belongs to us because Baba, the seed belongs to us. It's only welcome today. I have many words of welcome, thoughts, feelings of welcomes. Words are limited. So once again, welcome, welcome, welcome. And certainly you will be also appreciating your fortune, but I congratulate you of your fortune to be present here in such delicate situation. We see what is happening in the world in from every different directions, and yet you had courage, you had confidence, and what brought you here? The heart, the love, and of course the good wish to have peace in the world, and also to understand the value of love. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Pyare pyare शिव पिता परमात्मा के, शिव बाबा के अति अति लाडले,
यू आर द वेरी वेरी लव्ड चिल्ड्रन ऑफ आवर बिलव्ड शिव बाबा. You are the one who Baba gives the title of being double foreigners.
So आप सभी double foreigners.
So to you, double foreigners.
प्यारे बाबा के अति सिकी लदे आप सबका.
Those who are extremely long lost and now found.
आज ज्ञान सरोवर में स्वागत करते
हैं. I want to welcome you to ज्ञान सरोवर today.
खुशी हो रही
है. And I also want to say how happy I am.
प्यारे बाबा के जो बच्चे हैं,
that Baba's children,
विश्व के कोने-कोने से,
who have come from all corners of the world,
ज्ञान सरोवर में पधारे हैं,
you have come to ज्ञान सरोवर,
बहुत तहे दिल से,
so from deep within my heart,
शिव बाबा की तरफ से,
on behalf of Shiv Baba,
अपने प्यारे
दादियों की तरफ से, on behalf of all the dadis,
ज्ञान सरोवर अर्थात,
I want to welcome you to ज्ञान सरोवर, which is Madhuban, Madhuban means your own home.
स्वागत है.
So welcome, welcome, welcome.
आप सभी बाबा के इतने प्यारे प्यारे बच्चे.
You are all such loving children of Baba.
जिनके दिल के अंदर,
whose hearts,
बाबा बाबा,
are just Baba Baba sitting in them.
हम अभी एक गीत सुन रहे थे.
We were now hearing a song.
पहले उसके अंदर हमको भाषा नहीं समझ में आ रही थी.
And she's talking about the Brazilian song. I couldn't understand the words of the song, but I could hear Baba, 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 Baba,
Baba.
It's like I could hear that coming from your heart. So hearing the song of the heart, I was very happy.
चाहे भाषा नहीं जानते हैं, लेकिन एक भाषा,
even though we may not understand each other's physical language, there's one language we do understand, which is that we're all Baba's children, and by saying Bap Dada, Bap Dada,
It's like you were singing the song of Baba, the language of Baba. And that was reaching deep in my heart. And Baba was listening with all his own heart. Baba must be sitting in the subtle region listening to all of you. Baba's here with us. And he hears how my children are singing my song. So Baba was here on our phone and I was here on the Baba Baba as well. Because Baba is everything for us now. Baba is our world now. In this physical world, there's a lot. But for us, Baba is our world. When we found Baba, what's the saying? I found Baba and I found everything. I don't want anything else. Because even though we souls had everything, we didn't have Baba. And when we didn't have Baba, what were our lives like? We couldn't experience happiness in our lives. But when we found Baba, what did we find? We found happiness, we found comfort, we found peace, we found purity. So by finding Baba, what did our lives become? Our lives became full. So today we are listening to Baba's murli, and Baba says, Baba has filled us all with specialities. If any soul has specialities, has qualities, all of those are given by God. And on the basis of those specialities, the soul becomes special. So, all of you children of Baba have one speciality. What's the most important speciality that you all have? That you have recognized Baba. You have recognized God. And when you recognize God and have become His child, and then you take your inheritance from Baba, so then we become children with a light. What has Baba made us? He has made us ones with a light. What word has He given us? Baba has given us the right that we will all become, emperors of the world. That's why Baba has come here for us children. So, that's why Baba is making sure that we are all getting many attainments through this life. These are attainments that we only received after becoming Baba's child. So we would then say that Baba has filled our lives so much that we find Baba, we find everything. So we have now become carefree, powerless. And this is why we can say, we found you Baba, we found everything, and we want nothing else. Do you want anything else? Where there is Baba, there is everything. Where there is no Baba, there is nothing. And so, and how have we found Baba? How have we found God? In what form have we found Baba or God? But we have found Baba in the form of our Father. And we have created every single relationship with Baba. We have found Baba, but all our relationships, and where there is a relationship, there is always attainment. So we have received a Baba through relationship, and that attainment is filling us all. That's why I've come to Madhuban to have that meeting with Baba. Why do I come to Madhuban? That we will meet Baba and we will fill our aprons completely, and then once our aprons are full and we have completely filled ourselves, we can give knowledge, and through our yoga we can fill other souls' aprons as well, or the Baba's children who are dispersed around the world, so that they can fill themselves and fill others too. So Baba has made our lives so fulfilled. What do I do in this happiness? No dance. I found Baba, I found everything. I found Baba, I found everything. Where there is Baba, there is everything. So you have attained everything and you don't need to ask anyone for anything. Baba has now said you don't need to ask anything from anyone. You are God's children who are always fulfilled, always full. Because God is full, so God's children, what would they be? They would definitely be full. So Baba has filled us children with everything, and you will meet Baba, all of you. So make sure that even if there's a little bit that's not filled in your apron, make sure that you take everything you want and then leave Baba's home. So this is my prayer hope for all of you. And once again, welcome, 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 Om Shanti.
Okay. Shukriya. Dhanyavad, in that, did this. Okay. Now we will have a wonderful moment. There are 91 first timers here. So I will ask them, invite them to come to the front of the stage. Please come here. All of you, come, first timers, come. You can stay here as well. No need to stay concentrated here. Make a line here. Let's make a line here. Okay? Please come. Come, come, come.
Tere ruhani lain, O Baba, tere ruhani lain. Dil ko sukoon dete hain. दिल को सुकून देते हैं तेरे रूहानी ने ओ बाबा तेरे रूहानी ने
नाउ
देखूं इन नैनों में जब भी देखूं
Now that you are here, you will get drishti from the audience first. So the audience will give drishti for all of you. So look it to them.
Thank you. जो भी देखे इनमें वही खो जाता, सागर से गहरे नैन तेरे ओ बाबा, जो भी देखे इनमें वही खो जाता, अनमोल खजाने पाता।
Okay, now please turn to the stage and get drishti from Baba through our seniors.